For Alaskans trying to purchase the latest Air Jordans or the styles they see in a Drake music video, there really aren't a lot of local options. A young Anchorage entrepreneur wants to change that. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early spoke with the owner of a new store looking to be the first in the state to specialize in high-end urban streetwear.
Devin Jackson knew as early as kindergarten he wanted to be a businessman when he grew up.
I started out just doing like elite socks in my garage, spray painting them, selling them to my friends in middle school. And we started to grow. We were Team Elite 907 back then. Man, that was a long time ago.
6 years is a long time when you're 17. Jackson's latest business venture is League, a brand new store at Anchorage's Diamond Mall, the largest mall in the state. On opening day, about 8 customers are in the store, pouring through hangers with flashy hoodies and checking out the extensive sneaker display. For a small lease space in the mall, it's kind of packed. Jackson says he hopes the store will serve a unique niche in the state.
What Alaska has really been craving is a good streetwear brand. And we decided that we were going to be the ones to don that. That was our thing.
The selection ranges from local art to racks of vintage attire. Jackson says he stocked the old school collection through consignment and thrifting. But he says the main draw of League is the high-end stuff.
Super, super high-end, almost impossible to get clothing items. I mean, a regular hoodie could go for almost $400. A pair of shorts could go for $300. You never know. So I would say that we have anything that you can't get. Let's keep it simple.
Jackson just graduated from West Anchorage High School. He says he's the first Black store owner at the Diamond Mall, and he thinks he might be the youngest store owner in the state. Jackson says he made efforts to talk to business owners from around town about the nitty-gritty points of running a store. He says he raised all the money for the store through fundraisers in the community. He didn't have to travel too far to get advice.
Somebody who has helped me a lot is my dad, because he owned a business for over 20 years. He's helped me. He's in here helping me right now.
Devin Jackson doesn't have any paid employees yet, just volunteer help. Eric Jackson, Devin's father, is helping put up a sign decal on the window.
Ever since he's been old enough to talk, always dreamed of owning his own business, have a desire to be a great business owner. He can take just about anything and turn it around for his favor, so he's got that gift, I guess.
Devin is going to Southern Wesleyan University in South Carolina in the fall, where he plans to play basketball and major in business administration. And he has big ambitions.
And I feel like League is something small, but absolutely something big as well. But it's just the first step into, you know, growing my enterprise, really.
And just because he'll be thousands of miles away, that doesn't mean Jackson won't be keeping close tabs on his business.
With technology now, it's really not going to be too hard. I have, you know, control and vision over almost everything.
Devin says his 6-month plan is for League to be sustainable so he can look to his next venture. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.